next big move is just an Empower loan away. Borrow at least 90,000 kwacha or more and stand a chance to have up to 75,000 kwacha of your salary-backed Empower loan paid back. Your consistency pays off. Stay current in your monthly repayments and you could be the next winner. We're here for your next move. We're here for you. Visit any Access Bank Zambia branch and apply for an Empower loan today. T's and C's apply. Access Bank. More than banking.
Campaign ends on 31st January 2026.
Three hours.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on,
come on,
come on, come on,
come
and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 8:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio. Captain Bonshimana cheats death after alleged stabbing by wife. Zanek praises a timely release of exam results. In Africa news, Ugandan MP and Bobi Wine ally arrested over election violence. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 48-year-old man of Kawama compound in Kapirimponshi has survived after allegedly being stabbed on the head by his wife following a domestic dispute. The victim has been identified as John Chitala, while the suspect is only known as Barbara, whose whereabouts remain unknown. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, the victim's mother, Elizabeth Chitala, narrated that the incident occurred a day earlier and that her son was rushed to Urban Clinic where he received medical attention.
Ngikajwa kuma 05 erwaisa repunda nomba nishawa panchi kumuloleshe miro payeka ekechi sochonse kai dina ishwa mura shida so nomba efto achimusenda nomba kuyana ngupa police so ifi arembe shomwe nevere mayo chachi basha na chawe tete njishibe kai bala rikarira mukuru na nenda rikarira na chimona fi aisa kunganda twanda sena ifi abakashi nomba efto achibo kubachiba efeshishi abantu mukati kabwika shwabo abakashi balani obwa mamona kula bali mbi murume akunchito ale pombo kokisa panganda risanga bakashi bali bari kumwarona abakorwa
Meanwhile, those close to the victims of family have disclosed that the family is seeking to resolve the matter through dialogue with the suspect's relatives instead of reporting the case to the police, citing the welfare of the couple's 10 children. Social media has been flooded with grade 12 examination results following the Minister of Education's announcement of a historic 70% pass rate. While some parents have taken to social media to congratulate their children for what they describe as strong academic performance, the move has attracted mixed reactions from the public. Critics argue that posting results online may discourage learners who did not perform well and could negatively affect their mental health. Some parents told Combon Ready News that although celebrating success is important, it should be done in a considerate manner that does not hurt others.
Tumokamba kona kulia wa ma parents wa mene wa posting apa Facebook. Si wansi wana pasa, then wena angos wana chite mushe. So manja as a result, peze kati wena ango manja wambo mvela moku ipa, wambo zone rama tukana kwa nise, then manja wambo sita buwanji wena ango wamba na kuzipaya. Ndipu wenge faktuwa ntu wazizipaya wa mene hivi. So stika na kuse sita celebrate ma results haya kutuwa pasa, but wakungo posting apa Facebook, kuku sita buwanji wena ango manja ndia vijana morao yuenda kuskulu ya sida, za ganda seba chawe first chani vireke va skulu kutuwa chite rewrite, aganza ya msachite chabe rewrite, but quite okay, congratulations kwa jwana pasa, but foot wena angu wachira momwe wa celebrating ila chitenge sakone salanzao munga kubeva mene wana chita batish wana esako.
Meanwhile, Pastor Joseph Mwale of Living Faith Church in Kitwe has urged the parents to avoid being harsh on children who have failed their examinations, warning that excessive pressure and criticism can harm their emotional well-being. He has called on parents to offer support and encouragement instead.
So as a church, we thought our voices are very important around this time, where other students have failed and others have passed. But I want to talk to those that have failed. Guardians, please, we have a role to play on the mental health of our children. Some of the children have no capacity to handle shock, and as a result, if they are not properly guided, they may harm themselves. Others may result into drugs. So we have a role to play as parents to guide them and also to push them to do it again.
Meanwhile, the Zambia National Education Coalition, ZANEC, has praised the Minister of Education and the Examination Council of Zambia for the timely release of the 2025 examination results, noting that it allows the candidates who did not perform well to register for the 2026 GCE exams before the 6th of March deadline. And ZANEC Executive Director George Hamsunga has attributed the improved pass rate to increase their teacher recruitment, reduce their pupil absenteeism through free education and the school feeding program, and remedial initiatives such as the catch-up program. However, ZANEC has expressed concern over cases of examination malpractice and continued absenteeism, calling on government to invest in research and sustain key education reforms.
However, ZANEC expresses concern over the following. Number one, examination malpractice involving 15 individual cases and 21 whole case centers cases affecting 1,007 candidates at the grade 12 level. Number two, candidate absenteeism with 3,621 registered candidates failing to sit for the examinations despite a reduction in the national absenteeism rate. ZANEC's key recommendations, therefore, are as follows. Number one, the Ministry of Education through the Examinations Council of Zambia should conduct a research to investigate the factors responsible for the increase in pass rates and ensure they use the research results to drive future progress.
Lusaka Kanyama, Member of Parliament Amon Tichinkoli, says he is doing everything possible to ensure that the drainage system in the constituency is improved. Speaking in an exclusive interview with Kumbon Radio News, Mr. Chinkuli said a poor drainage